Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got the one and only legend in the game, Scrappy, in the building.
What's happening? I appreciate the love. Man? I'm good.
Hell yeah.
Gangsta, I'm blessed. All of the above. You got a lighter?
Somebody does. Getting ready for this interview was a joy. I got to go back through a whole lot of content that I ain't seen in years. Wow. Fire-ass music videos damn near forgot about and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
You seen that new one?
The new one.
Georgia, Florida.
I did see that one, yes.
Dope. Yeah, man. It's been a long minute, man. Like a good situation, you know what I'm saying? Like to have songs that people still be listening to. And when I do shows and stuff, them folks still act the same. Like they just heard that shit yesterday.
Right.
It's dope.
Do you feel like you're making like a full push again in terms of you trying to like go hard as a rapper, because obviously you got a whole bunch of different shit going on.
Yeah.
That maybe you get sidetracked and don't be thinking about rap for a period of time.
Yeah, no, I did stop. I was like, man, you know, that rap shit for the birds, you know what I'm saying? Because the money wasn't lucrative, you know, like that, but it ain't really never been about the money with me, you know what I'm saying? And rap, I always love the shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, anything you love, you're going to leave, and if it's for you, you're going to come back to it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going super strong. You know what I'm saying? Super hard. I always tell these folks, I ain't nothing like the little guys that came in at my age. You know, I came in 17, 18, me and Trivia. We ain't nothing like that, but, you know, we still got that young flow because we came in so young.
Right.
You feel me?
Isn't that weird to think that there's dudes your age right now who are just coming in the game trying to get some shit cracking right now?
Yeah, cause I'd be like, hey, you know, but you know, some motherfucker be making it. Like these days, you ain't gotta, like my days, it had to be straight hard. It had to be talking about some. It all kind of rules applied. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just, you know, if it sound good, shit, that shit'll go platinum, nigga. You feel me? Streaming wise, anyway.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think, cause like, I'll be real with you. We're doing pretty good making money off of like non-hip-hop shit, you know? Naked bitches on the Patreon, shit like that, you know? OnlyFans bag ain't looking too bad. I assume that the way I feel about that shit versus like interviewing rappers, which we might not make as much money off all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I feel like that is kind of comparable to like the reality TV bag.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's a good, easy, consistent way for you to get paid. But then meanwhile,
say easy, but yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
But you know, like the rap shit probably like that speaks to your culture and like who you really are as a person,
exactly.
And how you really, you know, like this, it feels artistic. It feels like more fulfilling in a sense. Like, would that be accurate?
Yeah, accurate as fuck.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that would I be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to always see, like, how the fuck I'm gonna get this shit out, all this stress and shit. So, nigga start rapping. Now, nigga be exercising and rapping and smoking. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga got 3-4 ways to get that shit out. So, now I just be goddamn just trying to put it in a way that it won't sound too vague. Like, you know, I'm rapping and ain't just talking for no reason. I don't want to hang that nigga, you know what I'm saying? To be out there just mouthing shit, saying shit because it sound good, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is dying for shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure my shit is accurate and potent, you know what I'm saying? What I'm doing now, like it actually hits something because a nigga ain't going to be doing it for that more longer, you know what I'm saying? So niggas just want to hit it hard.
Yeah, because I mean, that's one thing that I was thinking about listening to some of your older shit is like, you were really saying, like, I would beat your ass, and you were saying it like you fucking 100% meant it, and like it was the most important thing to get across in the world. And that is the tricky thing as you're rapping into your 30s and shit, is like, how do you, like, you know, when you're a grown man, you got businesses, you got money, you got family and shit. It can be hard to care about being tough as much as you do when you're young.
Definitely ain't no, I ain't really never been no tough guy. I was just, you know, get down where I get mad at type situation. You know what I'm saying? If I get mad, we just gonna fight. You know what I'm saying? But, like, now it's just like, shit, nigga done been through life. Nigga going, still going through life. And nigga got shit to talk about. And when motherfuckers is going through shit, I listen to niggas like Nipsey, Pac, like motherfucker Jay-Z, like motherfucker that teach you shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't really, you know, I love the party shit though, because I'm a party music maker. You know what I'm saying? I love, I make shit like that. But at some point, you got to make the party music with some, you know, with some shit saying something to where motherfucker can be like, damn, bro, like, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got to relate. You know, somebody got to be able to relate to your shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't now one of them niggas saying I'm come back in here and I'm talking about what they talking about, because I don't know what the fuck they talking about. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm going through, what I'm living, and that's all I can speak on. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't want to be boring. I don't want to bore nobody. So I'm going to have that bitch lit the fuck up, but I'm going to be talking about something. I think, what is that, Vince? You were like, damn, you got the little cadence and shit, but, you know, you talking about something. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel it. Do you pay attention to a shitload of the shit that's going on with like the younger guys in the city and stuff in Atlanta in particular?
Yeah.
You try to see,
I mean, because I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in the blind. I know I'm tied in. You know what I'm saying? So I be seeing the little shit. I be like, damn. Even when I hear it before everybody else hear about it, I be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But it, like I was just telling somebody, it come from all that flexing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be, they put on real hard. You know what I'm saying? And the niggas with the real money don't even be, they don't move like that. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a whole bunch of kids, man. Like, and niggas is controlled by a lot of different substances. You feel me? And niggas is lit right now.
You feel like that's a way bigger factor in the game these days when you look at these younger dudes, is that they're all fucked up on drugs and shit more so than was expected of you when you came out?
Yeah, like remember when I was young, like, if you was on drugs, nigga, like, you had to hide that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas was hiding the fact that they was on pills and ecstasy and shit. Niggas was like, you on X? What? He was like, nah, I'm high. Drunk off weed. But nigga really be rolling. Like, nigga, I'm fucked up.
Right.
But you know, and nigga, but you couldn't tell nobody no shit like that, cause it was like wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like damn near crackheadish. You feel me? For a nigga to even do that. So now it's just like niggas is living in this other reality to where they think, like, you know, once they get hit or once they go to jail, like, that shit just start over, something like Grand Theft Auto or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what they living in, especially when you get on drugs, bro. Like, you are, man, you gone. Like, you, anything that would scare you is gonna be bullshit. You gonna be like, I'll run over that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in reality, you gonna die, nigga. Like, you going to jail.
Yeah. I feel like during COVID and shit, I, like, totally got out of the loop of, like, you know, going to studios and, like, being at shows. And I really, like, forgot how much drugs people really be doing, you know?
Yeah. But nah, they got on them hard on the pandemic though.
Yeah, the overdoses from fucking opiates and shit were up like 30% during 2020.
I ain't gonna lie, like, when I got into a badass car accident like a couple years ago almost.
So I just watched that video.
And nigga, the shit they gave me in the hospital, nigga, that was the first time I would have ever been locked in on a drug, bro. Like, just that shit, it did something to me. I was like, I ain't never felt that shit in my life.
Yeah.
So imagine what these folk out here doing. They doing it, and they told me that the drug they were giving me was like right next to the fentanyl. What do they call it?
Fentanyl.
It was right next to that shit. And that shit had me feeling like, nigga, motherfucking Jesus Christ was walking through me. Like, I feel like I can walk on the clouds. Yeah. Like, for real.
I got good friends who, like, you know, tore their knee ligament, had to get surgery. They put them on some crazy ass painkillers. Year later, 2 years later, they're fucking living under a bridge, smoking perks and shit.
Bro.
They're good now.
My partner that was in the car with me. He got more fucked up than I did. Shout out to Casino, B-Side podcast. They were trying to give him painkillers, and his shit was, his organs was like in different places where they weren't supposed to be at. Mm. They had to do 2 surgeries on him. Cub wouldn't take that shit. Cause he said, bro, I ain't trying to get hooked on that shit. I just take like Advil or some ibuprofen or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, hit me with the best shit y'all got. You feel me?
But you have faith that you're not gonna get done with that and then all of a sudden be back on the streets trying to get some.
No, I ain't with that. Cause like that shit had me, it did have me off a little bit. Cause I felt like sometimes when I'd be asleep, I felt like I was falling. Mm. And I'd be like, man, what the fuck is that? My wife be like, the fuck wrong with you?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's probably them drugs mm-hmm. like they were giving you. Because it took a long time for that shit to come up out of me because mm-hmm. they were pumping so much in me.
Yeah, because when I was a kid and I would get surgeries, like doing the bike riding shit, and I would like break a bone and have to get surgery, whatever, they would give you these fucking pills and I'd be taking them and I would feel amazing. But at the same time, I didn't have that connection in my head of like, oh, I could get more of this. Like someone could just give me this and I could just keep doing this. I didn't have that connection in my brain.
I just was using it just for that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel that pain. But see, they be trying to be high. I use it for the pain. Mm-hmm. And like even with, I do have an addictive spirit, you know what I'm saying? So, but I just didn't go to that because I grew up in a house with drugs and shit like that. So I know not to even fuck with that. Cause you will, all your dreams will be gone because that one day, boom, a turn into 30 years, nigga, you'll wake up and be like, what the fuck been going on? Nigga, my life is done.
Yeah, for real. And especially just when you hear about people catching cases when they're fucking 19, 20, doing some shit that they would never fucking do if they weren't fucked up.
Exactly.
That's scary, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ain't even got no fear in you when them drug pumped in you. Mm. You straight. You like, I can knock somebody off and get off. You feel me? Don't know how, but that's what they be feeling. They don't got time to think. Mm. So how you ain't thinking right. You ain't thinking logical. Mm. You feel me? You off.
What were you like in high school? Like, what was your personality type like? What were you getting into, et cetera?
Did a little thing of stealing cars, which didn't do nothing. It didn't do nothing for me.
You didn't make it big off stealing cars?
Yeah, nothing happened. Nothing major. I wasn't no, like, super car thief. Like, I ain't really know how to do it like that. I just did it. I did it for, like, a year or two until I thought, like, this is nothing. You know, I was gonna move on.
Right.
Sold some drugs. I used to like to fight a lot. I was the fighter. You know what I'm saying?
I heard you saying that you were fighting a lot, which you don't hear a ton these days.
Nah. I mean, guns used to get bust too. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas ain't never like getting their ass whooped. Motherfucker ain't never like getting their ass whooped. In no age group, no generation. No, there's a lot of people that didn't like getting their ass whooped. So sometimes the guns do come out. But yeah, I was more like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in a drug house, whorehouse. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
And, you know, slash that, on the other side of that, my daddy was a preacher. You know what I'm saying? So he was pumping me with that. You know what I'm saying? I get in trouble at mom's house. She beat the shit out of me and send me outside. Get in trouble at dad's house. Oh, you gonna write like some scriptures and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you really had both options to choose from?
Oh yeah, it wasn't no choice. It was just embedded in me because I remember all of it. Like, I can go to a church right now, and when the pastor start spinning some scripture shit out, I just mumble that shit. Cause I already know it. Cause I done wrote that bit down like 1,000 times.
Really?
Real shit.
Wow.
Real shit.
I think I can kind of see that in your personality too, where you clearly have this like real aggressive streak and like, you know, being attracted to the bad side of life, I guess. But then you're also like really well spoken and thoughtful. You're like, I've watched your other interviews. I'm like, man, this guy's a great, great talker.
Oh yeah. And I like to talk. I like to talk.
Do you ever thought about having a podcast? You seem like an obvious candidate.
I don't got the energy for it. You know what I'm saying? People say, you know, they be like, hey man, you should do this. My cousin even said, I'll put everything together. Just call me. I ain't made that call yet. I'm not in it. I'm so into I want to see what I can do musically and acting and stuff like that now. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see what that feel like.
They're handing out bags for podcasts now, though, and they're doing all the work for people and shit. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people getting podcasts where I'm like, damn, that motherfucker would have never got a podcast if it wasn't somebody lining it up for him.
But what I learned, though, if you don't do it yourself, you won't learn. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be all the way into it so I can learn how to do it. I can connect all the dots, and you know, when it's time to pass it on, I can just, oh, did what you do. Woo. I ain't gonna be able to tell nobody shit. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, ask him. I don't know. I'm just
Just the talent.
And it's enough of that shit. I've been just the talent.
But you, yeah, I was gonna say, you sound like you're a little bit petrified or a little traumatized from, you were in the rap game early on with a whole shitload of talent, and you ended up sort of, you know, just getting your whole situation wasn't solid. It was kind of fucked up. You weren't able to really, like, get the traction that you probably wanted to get around that time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, I ain't gonna even lie. I hear my music now, and I look at my music back then, I'd be like, man, what the fuck was I saying? Like, I mean, for real? You know what I'm saying? But I had a lot of people that believed in me, you know what I'm saying? So it did go a long way, because when me and Trivial came, it was like, nigga, you can put a song out this year, that shit still gonna be popping next year. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was in it. It was still good for us, though. It was still good for us, because I done tried to be forgotten. Niggas just don't forget a nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas will not forget me.
That's interesting, because there's a lot of people from negative your generation that, you know, motherfuckers aren't really checking for.
Man, I just watched like 6 episodes of what happened to them. You feel what I'm saying? Like on BET and shit. And even motherfuckers that was popping when I was out. Like, I mean, when I went out, I used to be on, like, before I really hit, I was on the road with John. Mm. So I had to see some of these people and stuff, and they would be on stage, big ass concerts, rocking this shit, hella money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you would think, for me, I'm like, damn, nigga, cuz he gonna be lit forever. You know what I'm saying? But then you see that, you like, damn. And then you hear all the things. I don't really feel like, I used to feel like record label fucked me over and shit like that. Like, this person fucked me over. But now I'd be like, shit, that was my decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that. You know what I'm saying? I supposed to did this and that with the money because it's my life. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you know, you get grown and you got to do that shit.
It's funny because when you say, like, people have a hard time forgetting you, because over the years,
negative or positive,
right? Over the years, riding BMX bikes, if somebody does a trick and it is not clean, they do it kind of sketchy, you say, like, oh, that's scrap, like that was a scrap trick. So, my whole life since you came out, I've been saying, like, man, that shit was a little scrappy, do it again.
Wow,
not like anything related to you,
I get it,
just the name worked perfectly for that. And then when she said, like, oh, like, little scrappy trying to do an interview, I was like, of course. And then I was thinking about it, I'm like, I said that dude's name 5 million times without thinking about him.
I mean, shit, it's kinda weird. I've been trying to get an interview with you, though, but I think now is like the most logical time, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we putting out, we just rebooted the Lil Scrappy and Trivial situation.
Because the album is now on streaming services, and it wasn't for years, right?
It wasn't for years, and I'm sitting there wondering why I ain't getting streams off certain songs and shit. You know,
why was that? Just because certain samples couldn't get cleared and shit?
I don't know why, Vince. What was the problem, Don P?
I had to call them and really stress them.
Oh, okay. And they split into 2 separate projects for streaming services.
Exactly.
Huh.
Shit is dope.
That's dope. I mean, there's a lot of albums like sort of from that era. The same thing, like Nicki Minaj's first mixtape. They just put it on streaming services.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you can get the money for it. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't old. I mean, it ain't super old.
Right.
I mean, it's old, but it ain't super old.
But a lot of shit, like all the fucking old Gucci tapes and shit, like most of those, you could never get them on streaming services because they don't have the beats cleared and all this shit.
No. But if you notice, Gucci Mane came home to some bread. That came from streaming. That came from streaming. He eating off streaming shit. Gucci eating. Gucci
when you got that many big songs over the years, for sure.
Yeah, like you eating, like, cause once that come on, then some other shit come on, and he be like, I ain't even know about this shit. I need to hear that again. Hey, run that back. You know, motherfucker be high and hear that shit again and again and again.
I know a lot of people that are like still listening to like, you know, mid-2000s era Gucci Mane tapes when they're driving around all these years later.
Bro, my daughter listened to 2000 shit.
For real?
Yeah, she'll listen to her shit. She's 16. She'll listen to this shit.
I seen her driving on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
That must have been crazy, though.
Yeah, that shit be scaring the fuck out of me, though. Like, for real? Hell yeah. I be, 45. They'll pull you over here. I'll fight the police about you. You feel me?
Right.
But yeah, like she'll listen to this stuff, but she listened to like 90s and early 2000s. She said it makes sense.
That's dope because I feel like kids never fucking gravitate towards the older shit these days.
No, because they, you know, because they want their shit to be right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is right now. This is how it's supposed to be, and you looking at it like that shit is, y'all live in a scary world.
Because I always think, like, with my kid, like, we put on, like, you know, all the new cartoons and shit. She's never going to want to watch these fucking Sesame Street episodes from the 80s that never. I was watching, because it's going to look like garbage. It's going to be like when I was a kid looking at black and white shows on TV.
No,
you know?
Their eyes are made for, what's that? Not 4K.
4K.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? When you born in that area, it's made for 4K. They got to see it like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? My little boy, he finna be 3 years old. He got to see it in 4K. He not going, you put the new Spider-Man with the old Spider-Man. Right. That old Spider-Man just don't hit like that new Spider-Man. You feel me?
I put on one of the old, like the Charlie Brown
Halloween
special.
What the fuck were you
doing? For his kids. What? One of them said, like, he really goes like, this is the worst show I've ever seen.
Wow.
This is the most boring show ever. I'm like, God damn, bro.
Yeah,
this means a lot to me, you piece of shit.
Hell no. Nah. Hell no, nah, that shit don't mean shit to them kids now. They be like, man, fuck all that, man. We going outside, man. Oh, they don't even go outside no more. They be like, we finna get on Twitch or we finna get on some app or some shit. You walk in the room, they end up dancing to the phone and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I done did it a couple times with them and try to, you know, I fuck around with it, but I'm like, that ain't my shit. You know,
I feel like that's the ultimate test of like where you're at as a rapper is if you're down to dance with your kids on TikTok. You're down to be goofy for a moment.
Oh, I fuck
with
that shit.
You know?
I be goofy with my kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not you being like, if a nigga get that twisted, that means he just want to see you. He in his eyes, you are a weak motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? If you with your kids and you out goofing around, blah blah blah, that means cause he don't know.
Right.
Cause the hardest motherfucker gonna fuck with their kids, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. In terms of like being a dad, how much has that changed you? It's like seeing your kid driving and you being there for it and shit. I'm like, man. Scrappy went from a dude who I'm pretty sure was like pretty fucking impulsive and reckless at one point in his life, and now he's got to be the guiding force trying to get his kids to be less reckless and more cautious.
And my daughter done seen me be reckless.
Has
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she done seen me be reckless. So lately, you know what I'm saying? I think since right before I got married, I had a little situation to I want to say I had an encounter with God, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you meet yourself, you feel me? You get to see all the stuff you done did and shit, and you be like, I ain't a victim like that for real, for real. Like, I done did shit, too, to people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't that, you know? And it just changed my whole perspective of life, you know what I'm saying? Even going through that car accident, knowing that you really don't got no control over life or death.
So the car accident wasn't the moment that made you think about all this shit? It was something else?
No, it was something before that. You know, but that let me know, because I still thought I could hit a backer flip if I fell off a building and save myself or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some dumb, crazy kid-like shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You just think you're invincible.
Yeah, you know, and then when that car accident happened, because I done been stabbed, I done been all kind of shit, and, you know I got favor, but that shit let me know right there, I don't have that control, like, because I was knocked out, I was asleep, and then nothing wake me up, nothing, I couldn't stop it, you know what I'm saying, it was out of my hands, you know what I'm saying, so that's how life is, it's just out of your hands, and you got to just keep going, you know, whatever happened, going to happen.
Mm.
But I, you know, maturely, you know what I'm saying? I like to make decisions. Like, I don't believe in karma. I believe in decisions. You know what I'm saying? You make this type of decision, and then you're going to get whatever, you know, you decided to do. You're going to get the outcome of that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, okay.
Okay.
No, I never looked at it like that.
Sometimes we end up a little deep, and I'm like, okay, how the fuck are we going to get out of this?
Nigga done got high.
For sure. Okay, you want to know a really random coincidence that I was thinking about is when I first started doing interviews back in the day, mm-hmm. I'm interviewing somebody, and they told me, like, they're describing their come up and all the different shit they had done throughout their career, and they said, yeah, I used to be Lil Scrappy's hype man.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. Royce Rizzi, a.k.a. 24
Hours. 24
Hours,
yeah.
That, this, like, I feel like I have to mention
that. Well, he wasn't my hype man. He was...
Or he was your artist at the time,
right? He was my
artist.
I was doing a little artist development with him. You know what I'm saying? I found him in Japan.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he had them eyes, like, I ain't never really seen them eyes, like, somebody really wanted like that. Like, I can do this shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, wow, okay, well, come to Atlanta, I got you. You feel me? And then he came to Atlanta, and I took him under my wing, and... It went from there. Him and his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made in Tokyo, his brother. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I just figured I had to mention that just because that really stands out to me as, like, pretty random that I remember being shocked by that on his interview years ago, and now here we are.
Exactly.
Yeah. What were you doing in Japan?
Shows.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Don Cannon. It was crazy. Yeah.
That was amazing?
It was amazing. I think I had, like, 5 asthma attacks over there, though.
For real?
The smog.
The smog.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought it was clouds, but we, took off from Japan and had to go to Okinawa and flew up and I didn't see the cloud. I'm like, what a cloud that was just sitting right there. And the lady was like, no, that's smog. I was like, oh, that's why I'm dying out this bitch.
And you don't have asthma attacks out here normally?
No, nah, not out here in Cali.
Okay.
Nah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That was a good reason to stay out of Japan.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't went back.
I was, bro, you want to know some crazy shit about Japan? I was just watching this documentary about the Yakuza, which is like their gangster shit out there. Like, anyone who has tattoos out
there.
No,
I met some of them motherfuckers.
You did?
Yeah, them some serious motherfuckers. They paying for the shows.
They were trying to initiate you?
No. They don't even, like, some of the motherfuckers is real low-key, don't want you to know that shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Because it's a big deal out there.
Yeah, like, motherfuckers were like, nah, I'm going to tip P-Gang, I was in Greece.
Uh-huh.
And we was at this club, bro. The water was, the club sit on the ocean. And the water was hitting the rocks and shit. The moon was hitting that. I was like, hey, man, this shit crazy. Like, this big as fuck. And the owner, he was riding around. I ain't never had the promoter, which is the owner of the club, ride us around in their car and just be, you know, and he was talking. And he was like, listen, nobody knows this is my shit. They think I'm the restaurant owner. Don't tell nobody, don't have a conversation. I'm like, man, who this motherfucker talking to? You know what I'm saying? Who is this dude talking to? So we get there, we walk in, but everybody was just like, they stopped when we walked in. They was looking at him and all that. Then the dude who he had walking us around was a black dude. He kissed dude on the cheek and slapped the fuck out of him after he made a mistake. And then I started seeing all the other dudes in black around. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, cuz I'm serious, you know what I'm saying? Then the dude told me, he was like, nah, he a Greek gangster, some crazy shit, like mafia nigga. I was like, oh, okay.
You just find your way into the underworld in every different country?
In every scenario, cuz. Like, I mean, this video, you saw these videos out there with me and Big Meech. Like, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm like, how do I end up in all this shit every time?
Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app. Or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.